Open your Bibles with me, if you would, to Mark 16, verse 15. I just have two passages I want to talk about real quickly. Just going to say only Mark 16, 15 and 16, really. I want to focus on verse 15 just for a few minutes. We know this verse by memory. Jesus told the apostles before he ascended back to the Father, he gave them the Great Commission. He told them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Notice in Matthew 28:18-20, that's also a commandment for us. He said, teaching them, those you teach, to observe all things that he had taught them. Well, here he's told us to take the gospel into all the world. A statistic in June of 2021 says there's about 332 million people in America. That's a lot of people. Mike and I were talking the other day, and if you think about numbers in the Bible, we have some examples of people that were saved. In Noah's day, there were only 8. I don't know how many people there were then, but of all those that he preached to, when they went into the ark and God shut the door, only 8 people and all the animals, everything inside the ark was saved because they were in the right place at the right time. And one word I want to that Mike and I talked about is progression. This is a good progression, not like the Democrats, a progressive, but progression. I got to throw that in there. Notice here in verse 16, if we take the gospel to the lost, those with good and honest hearts who hear and believe and are baptized will be saved. And we'll have a part in that. That's a commandment. We need to do that because it's a commandment. We need to do it because we should love people enough to realize that if we don't reach out to as many people as we can, a lot of people that we work with, that we know, are going to go to hell. And most of them probably don't even know it. A lot of good people think they're going to heaven. I had to say that again, Mike. But I believe that a lot of people think they're okay. They don't steal, they don't lie, they don't cheat. And I think as we talk to people, you need to find out, do you think you'll go to heaven? Why? You live a good life? That's not the standard. So go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I wanted to share this with you. This is a lesson by Roger Campbell, a brother. And the way he says this, I thought, would be good for us to think about this. I want to read this. As far as the gospel, I'm going to read this word for word what he said. As far as Mark 16, 15, take the gospel into all the world. Here's what he said. King Jesus said to go. He said to preach. He said to go and preach. He said to go and preach the gospel. He said to go and preach the gospel to every creature. He said to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Think about 332 million people just in this country. And probably most of them are lost. Now look at Acts 18 and verse 8 as we talk about progression. If I can get my Bible app to work here. Acts 18 and verse 8. A beautiful passage. Paul is there at Corinth and he's teaching the gospel. As his manner was, he would reach out to the Jews on the Sabbath. That's when you would find them. Every Sabbath, they would be gathered together in the synagogue or the temple, wherever they were, and he would go and teach to them. We're not told how to go. We can walk as Jesus did. They walked a lot. We can drive, we can fly. Doesn't matter how we go, but the commandment is we need to go. We need to know the scriptures in order to teach people also. Because how can they learn the truth if we don't know it? But look at Acts 18, verse 18. As far as we think about progression, look at the latter part of that verse. As he was preaching and teaching the word, notice it says, and many of the Corinthians, here's the progression, hearing, believed, and were baptized. That's how we help convert people. They need to hear the gospel. And what is the gospel? It's the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. We need to help them understand Jesus left heaven and came and died for our sins. And we can have eternal life in Him. Salvation is in Christ, only in Christ. Ephesians 1:3, all spiritual blessings are only in Christ. A lot of people don't think you need to be baptized. That's the only way you can get into Christ, where all spiritual blessings are. But here's the progression. As we look at Mark 16, 15, and 16, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believes not shall be condemned. You know, Mike and I were talking too about people that say they believe in Jesus, but they don't believe Jesus. How many people will tell you, I believe in Jesus, but if you take them to Mark 16, 16 and ask them, Jesus said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Do you believe that? If they say no, you have a disbeliever. And they need to understand that. And we can help them kindly understand that. Because that's not the truth. That's a lie. You can't call yourself a believer if you're not really a believer, can you? He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Brethren, there's a lot of people in this world. And we work with people. You go to school with people. You have good friends. We have some of the best neighbors that I've ever had in my whole life. But we cannot get them to church. They're always building bigger barns, always looking to the future. Great people, but they're going to be lost if they don't come to a knowledge, excuse me, of the gospel and obey the gospel from the heart. If you're with us tonight and you never have obeyed the gospel, you need to hear the gospel. And that is Jesus suffered and died for our sins, as we mentioned. He rose from the dead, indicating that he has the power of death and he has the power of life. He can give us eternal life. And people need to hear that. If you're not a child of God, you need to be. If you want to go to heaven, you need to believe what Jesus said. You need to believe in Jesus, and you need to believe what he said. If there's anyone here tonight that needs to be baptized, I'm sure that could be arranged. We're happy to help you with that. If you're here as a Christian, you have some needs, special prayers, whatsoever that might be. If we can help you, let it be known as we stand, as we sing.